One of the things I often hear when I present at conferences around the country is a scripted inflection pattern. I liken it to posing, which is holding a position you feel looks feminine and never moving from it. A scripted inflection pattern always has the same intonation. Hi, this is Kathy. I'm sorry, but I need to change my appointment for this week. This is not uncommon.
Affected is not effective. Using an artificial inflection pattern because you think it sounds feminine will simply not give you the desired effect.
Upswing inflection is marked as feminine, and certainly women in their teens and 20s use it. But most women don't really exaggerate it as much as you might think. The upswing has a specific linguistic rule associated with it. It implies...
Are you with me? Do you know what I mean? Did you understand what I said?
And men use the upswing inflection also.
The next time you're at a party or business function, listen to how men introduce themselves. Hi, my name is Roger. I'm from XYZ Bank. Now your turn. Kathy will say the phrase, and then after Diana says it, it'll be your turn to repeat.
Before the first frost, I need to clip the flowers, cover the tomatoes, and plant the tulips for spring.
Before the first frost, I need to clip the flowers, cover the tomatoes, and plant the tulips for spring.
This week, I need to schedule my manicure, pedicure, and tanning time.
This week, I need to schedule my manicure, pedicure, and tanning time.
When we ask questions, we inflect upward only on those which require a yes-no answer, such as, do you know them? Repeat the question after Diana.
Are you ready yet? What would you like to do? Did you turn off the lights? Are you finished with that? May I take your plate? Did you drink too much?
Questions that begin with WH generally go down in inflection, such as, what's your name? Now, repeat the question after you hear Diana.
What's your name? How are you? Where are you going? What time is it?